And today, the segment for Ramsville Radio will be the businesses that are serving the community. And the business that we're interviewing today is Golden Heart Tax Services. So I'd like to thank Bob Boyle for the contribution of music. And if you're looking to have your music played on Ramsville Radio, just send some music to info@ramsvillemagazine.com, and you'll get a response about getting your music some airplay on Ramsville Radio. Thank you again for everyone who's here tonight. But tonight we're talking to Golden Heart Tax Services, LLC. Golden Heart is a full-service tax company dedicated to assisting taxpayers nationwide with all of their tax-related needs. Golden Heart Tax Services was founded on the premise of rendering services to people which are neglected by the giant tax companies. And so the proprietors of Golden Heart Tax Services are Gabriel Kuat, Yil Bolding, Bo Cho Major, and Maywin Cole. And tonight we have with us Bo Cho Major and Maywin Cole. They're on our radio tonight to talk to you about what the services, tell us about Golden Heart Services, Tax Services, and what all they do and where they're located. So tonight I'd like to welcome you. Thank you for, thank you, Bo, and thank you, Maywin, for being on our show tonight. How are you tonight?
Good evening. We are doing great.
Good evening.
And we are a little bit exhausted, by the way.
I heard that you've been very busy. So you're you work out of here, out of Phoenix and Dallas, right? So you're flying in from Dallas to work here.
Yes, ma'am. I think on the line as well is Gabriel Quad is on the line, I believe. Gabriel, are you on? All right.
Not
maybe
yet.
He's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yes, yeah. I do fly from Dallas to come and work here and then go back and forth maybe 2 weeks. Then somebody else come and switch me out for another 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. So can you tell me what the mission of Golden Heart Service Tax Services is? What is your mission?
Our mission is very clear. Our job is to want to put the taxpayers who are neglected by the giant companies who are having the pressure of taking care of these multi-million companies, but the individual taxes is not really looked at. So us, we wanted them to come. We want to make truly interest in their service. That's what we offer. We take time with them, even though it takes us 2 hours to do their taxes, that's what we will do. While, on the other hand, for instance, Jackson and Hewitt, they have a pressure of time whereby they are commissioned with time, 40 minutes to 45 minutes. If you go over 45 minutes, okay, then you are too slow. Probably you will lose a job. So what do they do with that? They don't focus on this little guy, which we are trying to look at.
Okay. So definitely, I mean, that's something that I call that fantastic customer service, that you will do the work until it's done. Can you tell me, like, what is your background in education and in this type of a business?
Quite interesting, by the way. I have a bachelor's degree in medical. I have a pre-med degree, and then I have 3 years in medical school. Then for somehow I had to drop out because I had to take care of my family. So I'm left with a total of 15 months to be a medical doctor. But when I drop out, I had to think of what to do next, because now I'm not fully doctor. I'm not working in the hospital as such. And then as I was looking, I saw there was something missing in the community as well. Seeing that, because tax, income tax is not important to us, especially the student talk to the reason here. Because we live in a country whereby we have to do taxes. So everything is foreign. And our people were not being explained. I remember we are struggling with the language. And nobody explaining what it goes in somebody tax. So we have 1040s or income tax return. That is a document we are having, but we don't even understand. So what I did was I had to take classes so that I can understand my own taxes. That's all that what I wanted to know. Then, on the other hand, Gabriel had 15 years experience. And as we talked, and Bull on the other side, he had about 4 years experience as well. So as we were talking, and we are looking at community at large, we saw it that there is a vacuum. Our people, we are working, but we don't understand what goes in our tax. So we said, okay, why don't we come together? We have experience in different, some work with Liberty, some like myself, I started with Jackson and here. Gabriel was 12 years, 15 years with Liberty. The same thing, Ball, we were working with a different company. Yeah, the same. They were working with Quick Solutions. So all those things, when we saw it, we saw there is a gap. And nobody else will come and indicate our. So that's how we came about. So it was just an idea.
Okay.
Password. Yeah, it was just an idea.
Okay. So how often do you come back and forth to Phoenix?
This year, last year we had about a total of 5 times. Of which some I wasn't here, but Ball and Gabriel have been here throughout the 5 times that we have been coming here. Ball and Gabriel have been here. Year came twice, myself, so this is my 3rd time. So that is how it has been.
Okay. And usually when you come here and you're open for a business, what time are you open and what time do you, you know, normally close?
We open 9 to 9, but throughout the week, because when we are here, we mean business. So we are here 7 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
9 to 9, but sometimes we can be.
Sometimes you could go over 9, right?
Yeah, exactly. When the customer is here, that's why we are here. We will take care of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me some of the maybe bigger issues that you probably take care of when you're with a customer. What are some of your I would say, you know, you have your regular taxes, but what are some of the taxes that you probably also help that most people may not know that you do?
Yeah, anyway, I will let that Ball answer it, and probably I will add.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Welcome, Ball. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks. Anyway, to answer your question, we've been facing a lot of issues, serious issues, because some business or some other tax people, they screw up other families, like give them something they don't do, like they put some business in their name. Some people, they give them some the school credit while they was not going to school, and they was editing by IRS, and IRS looking for the problem, looking for the paperwork. Like one guy, IRS looking for him. IRS sent him a letter to pay back $15,000. Past 2 years, some company was doing their taxes, and they put in their taxes that they have a small business. They cut a grass, and they've been losing money every year. But but they was not have any business. And then I had to send them a letter to pull some bank statement or a license or account number. But for some reason, they don't have it. So they brought me the paperwork. So when I was reading, and I said, you have a business. For the past 2 years, you've been reporting losses over $15,000 every year. You lost $15,000. That's why you was getting more money. He said, no, the guy he's been giving good money, and I keep going back over there. And I said, yeah, you're going over there because the guy been putting something in your file that you have a business and you have losses, so you're reporting losses. And he said, so how are we going to solve this problem? I said, we have to do a mandate for all the past 2 years that you never own in the business. I will sit down with you, and we have to do 1040X, and I have to write a letter to IRS to explain it that you don't know what you were signing for.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they're putting in taxes. And then you can prove it that there's no anywhere you register that you own company. And we tried that.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a letter, and we amended his taxes for the past 2 years, and we sent to IRS, and right now he become one of the good customers, and he went to the different community and to bring people to us.
Wow. Wow.
There is a lot of serious problem outside there from different companies. You go over there, they just try to make a business with you. They will give you anything possible to do taxes with them. But if you look at it correctly by details, everything is not accuracy. So our promise to people is 100% accuracy. I cannot give you anything that you don't deserve. Or I will go deeper to explain all the credit you deserve, claim it back. Some people, they have financial issues. Sometimes they try to do a shortcut. I tell them, if $1,000, that's your money, that's your money. If you're going to take $2,000 and that $2,000 does not belong to you, you will pay it back almost double. And IRS will write your file every year you do your taxes. Mm-hmm. You don't need that. All you have to do report exactly what you made every year, and we will do our best. All the credit you deserve to claim it back, we will let you claim it back. If you try to do something that will bring a problem to you, I will advise him not to do it.
Well, it's good to see that there's a tax company that has integrity. Actually, it's good to see any company that has that operates with integrity with their customers, because I know there's a lot of people that I know that have gotten in trouble because they don't know their taxes and have been with people that are kind of unscrupulous. So I think that's to be commended, that your interest is with the customer first and making sure that they have their taxes right. Taxes are a big issue, and it can cost you a lot. So before we go on, I want to just mention to all those that are listening, Golden Heart Tax Services, they'll be operating in the South Sudanese Community Center at 3311 West Earl Drive in Phoenix, Arizona. And you can contact them by phone at 469-729-9701. Did I get that right, guys?
Yeah,
I wanted to make sure I got that number right.
That is our office number. Yeah. I don't know. If time for me,
okay.
I would ask a little bit on what Ball just said. One of the issues that we are facing is, like, as Ball said, people have inflated income tax, that they get a lot of money. So they got used to huge returns. But when they found out that we have followed the book whereby we prepare the taxes based on the information you gave us, then they are not getting the yearly return they have been getting over the years. And it's very hard for somebody to come and settle for $3,000 while he's been getting $8,000 all these years. So that is an issue.
Right.
People are going away. But we feel like we rather leave and to go and get it somewhere, and then ask to be inflated, to inflate the income tax to appease them or to retain them. That what we have refused. That is not what we started for. We started the company in the premises that we want to serve the community, not to destroy the community.
Well, it's good that you do that. I had a problem with a tax person a few years ago, and it almost cost me quite a bit until we found out what the issue was. I had to go to another tax person and find the issue. So definitely You know, you don't want to, all those are listening out there, and you got to get your taxes done. You don't want to get your taxes done by somebody and not know what they're doing. And you definitely want to go somewhere where they have some integrity about their taxes and they really try to work hard for you. So is there anything else that you'd like to tell the people out there, anything that we haven't covered that you really want them to know that may be probably more things that you see in the South Sudanese community?
Yeah, actually, the other guys are listening, Gabriel and Yves. So Gabriel has been doing taxes for the past 15 years. He would have chance
okay.
not to say those questions. Gabriel, go ahead.
Again, thank you for giving us the chance to be on air. My name is Gabriel. As you heard me early. I've been doing this for the last 15 years. I started with working at Liberty Tax in McKinney, Texas, before the Lord
okay.
Boy came to America. So I worked there for 5 years, and then the Lord Boy showed up. When the Lord Boy showed up, they went to some other organization. I mean, people who do taxes. So, but they get their taxes, they file the children that they don't belong to them. So from there,
uh-huh.
the second year when they get out of it, that when I came in, just tried to divide them what the tax rules are. And this is how it started, like both say earlier or my UN. So I came back to just to help them. So I told them, IRS will not put you in jail, but it will jeopardize your life financially. This is what we're going to do. We corrected
right.
everything. We amended everything for a good 3 years doing the people who owe the IRS so they can pay their money back. So that's how we get loyal customers. And those people stick with us. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter where I was, what part of the country, because I work as an IT. I don't stay home most of the time.
Uh-huh.
I went all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But they will wait for me until I came home to file their taxes. So until last year, we decided as a group to sit down and just let's do the service to our community, open the office, educate our people. And even though how many people we train, we do train people just to know exactly what goes to their taxes. Not only doing tax for them, but actually train them to have a knowledge of taxes. So that's what we started
uh-huh.
last year. And this year we opened up two offices that we already know. There is one over there in Arizona and the main office here in Dallas, where I'm at right now. So that is
okay.
how we came into this business. Honesty is the most important thing in our life, what we went through,
yes.
the life we went through in Sudan. But number one thing in life is to be honest. So if we try to help our people, just to let them understand what they are going through, and if those who like want to make a shortcut, like Bo said early, we just advise them not to do it because there's a consequence. Even though you avoided
right.
it this year or you get away with it, the year down the line, they will audit you 4 to 5 years. Down the line, and you will not be able to make it.
Okay.
A lot of people in this country
mm-hmm.
are on the street simply because of IRS. So it's not a simple
wow.
thing that you will overlook. So if they garner your wages, you go on the street. Because they don't care what it is, they will take your check. And you cannot afford to work
yeah.
for free for years like that. So that's how we came in. My background, I had a bachelor in business. And I have an associate in computer electronics, which I work as an IT. That is my background
mm-hmm.
when it comes to knowledge of taxes. So I've been doing this for 15 years, and we're doing it just to help our people, to train people, not to get only profit, but to educate people, not only South Sudanese, but any other African who came or any other nationality around the world who came to America not knowing the language, having English as a second language, don't understand what's going through America and live ahead of them. We will try to take them,
wow.
sit down, and try to just understand whatever little English they have. We'll try to let them understand exactly what we do and how we help them out. And so that is the only way we're not only contend for South Sudanese and even Americans themselves. There are some Americans who don't even know what IRS is and what IRS does. And so our business is to help people. What little profit that we had, that's why we have like two offices now one in Dallas, or we can afford to educate people. And that's the major thing we have in our life, just to teach people and be able to depend on themselves.
Okay. So tell me, how long before from the time that you arrive in America to the time you get established, are you required to do your taxes?
I came to America before the Lord Boy. I'm one of the Lord Boy, but I'm one of the Lord Boy who lost before time. So I came to America in 96 with Deng together, 95, 96.
Uh-huh.
So I went to school. I went through high school here. In 99, I graduated high school and went to community college for 2 years. That's how I get my associate in computer electronics. And then I was doing Liberty. When I was hired by Liberty, I was hired at just a part-time. It's something that I do after hours. If I come from work and go to school, don't have anything, I just go to the office and sit down there and train people or just being trained how to do taxes. So I actually mastered doing taxes before 2001, 2002.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but
right.
That was like 7 years before that. Yeah.
So now, do you help someone that, say someone, they got a notice from IRS and they say that they owe them so much money. Do you help them with getting those type of issues resolved?
Yeah, with my partner's already mentioned it. That's basically what we do. We sit down with them. We write a letter. IRS is about responding. So if they get a letter that they get audited, what they're looking for is verification. So when you came in, we just add them, question them. Do you own this business? Did you went to school last year? Where's your 1098-T? Where's your business expenses? If they don't have it and they say they don't know, then we write a letter that they don't know whatever have done to them. They have no clue. Even though IRS is saying if you sign for it, that means you're responsible for it. That's the rule of IRS. But there are those who don't know what they signed for.
So is there anything else that we need to let the community know? Is there anything that we didn't cover that you'd like the community to know while we were on the radio today?
Yeah, I would add something on that. Not only do, as Gabriel put it, that not only do we train the community on active. We have some ladies who are business women within their homes. There are those who are buying stuff from Cairo, come and sell them among themselves here. That is a business, and they don't know how to organize that. We teach them how to organize such things so that we tell them how to get the license, get EIN number, and then it will become a legitimate business because it involves what? Purchasing goods or services. And then selling good or service. So if they bring you services from Egypt, and then come here and sell them to the lady down the street bring the money. Then she turn the money again and go buy other, let's say, bedsheet, whatever it is. A lot of them are doing that, but they don't know they're doing business. That is one way we teach them, hey, this is a legitimate business, but you have to follow the channel of what the protocol of good business is. That's another thing that we teach them that. Then you know there are those who are truck drivers, those are self-employed in many times, they are independent contractors. We teach them how to bookkeeping for them. We have quite a number that we are training them on how to do the bookkeeping. And our job is we respond to them. When they bring that letter, and we do it free of charge, by the way. When they want that W-2 amended or their letter to be responded to IRS, those ones are free of charge service that we do in the community. All that you have to do is bring it to us. Bring it to us. If you don't understand it, bring it, and we will do it free of charge.
Okay. All right. And so now you have an office in Dallas and Phoenix. Are you looking at another office somewhere else soon?
Yes.
Yeah, it is our hope.
Yes, we're looking forward to have office, different offices in different places. The problem now on financial issues is a little bit tight on us. That's why we talk to our community, trust us, because number one, if they don't speak English, we explain to them the language where they can understand. Like I myself, I speak Arabic, I speak Dinka, and I speak English. So if they're from part of Northern Africa or Middle East where they don't understand English correctly, I can sit down with them and explain to them by details in the Arabic where they can understand. So we have an office here, Dallas, and hopefully, if God willing, next year we try to move to Midwest, somewhere between Kansas or Nebraska or Iowa or South Dakota, to have a small office over there, because a lot of community live in Midwest and they have the same issues everywhere in around the United States. So we're looking forward, yes, to have another office in Midwest over the next year.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, gentlemen, thank you for being on today. This is a segment for Ramsdale Radio where they give the information to the community about businesses here that are served. And again, this is Golden Heart Tax Services, and they will be operating in the South Sudanese Community Center at 3311 West Earl Drive, Phoenix, Arizona. You can contact them at by phone at 469-729-9701. Also, for our listeners in Dallas, you know that they're also located in Dallas. But I hope that if you do need their services, please come to see them and talk to them. If you're having problems with your taxes as well, come and visit the gentleman at Golden Heart Tax Services. And remember that their mission statement is to render services with excellency to overlooked taxpayers in the industry and ensuring that your interests truly come first. So, gentlemen, thank you for coming today and getting the information out. And we hope that we can promote this little episode today to get more people in the community knowledge that you're here. I'd like to thank you for being on the program. So, do we have any other questions before? Do we have any other questions or comments before we go?
No, just we're gonna. Thank you for the chance that you gave us to be on the air, especially for Ramsdale Magazine. He's been doing a great job, and hopefully he will keep his business moving and he will promote a lot of small business to bring it up. And hopefully we will come back again, if God willing.
Well, gentlemen, I wish you all the best in the work that you do. And thank you for your integrity for the community and your commitment to that. I hope to have you here again when you start. If the more you expand and work that you're doing, would love to have you come back again for the community services segment. And definitely, I hope I get a chance to come out and say hello to you. So thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. And everybody, thank you. Yes, and thank you for our listeners for coming here and listening to Golden Tax Service, Golden Heart Tax Services, and Ramsdale Radio. And we'd like to thank you again. If you would like to be on Ramsdale Radio in our community segment, or if you would like to be interested in an interview, contact info@ramsdalemagazine.com, and we'll see you again soon. Thank you, everybody.
dealing with